A lot of uncertainty in relationships, looking at our messages this morning. One here, I have a hunch that my spouse is in touch with someone with whom he was infatuated with years ago. I don't believe in breaking a marriage. He's very committed to our children. But if I talk about it, I know there will be denial. How do I bring him to understand that such behavior is wrong?
Well, you have to also realize that your definition of this behavior is wrong. It doesn't have to be the other person's definition of the behavior to be wrong. What you're really saying here is that you want to have some type of uniform understanding that this is unacceptable to you. It's not a matter of right and wrong. It's actually a matter of acceptability. And for you, it's unacceptable. So what you're wanting to do is tell your partner that this is very painful for you. You feel very hurt that they would even consider talking to someone in which they could be vulnerable to have another kind of emotional attachment to them. And that's what your concern is. And that's how you address it. So rather than being attacking, be understanding and seek that kind of cooperative understanding with them that you'd like to redefine this and express that it's very painful for you to actually think or realize that this is happening.
And here, Dr. Raymond, I've been married for 4 years and have two beautiful children, and I respect my wife, but we have lost the intimacy in our relationship. She's the mother of my children, and I wouldn't divorce her, but what can I do? She's a fine lady, but I just don't have any feelings for her. The chemistry has gone, and it's very stressful and putting a strain on our relationship, and I wouldn't cheat on her.
I'm really glad that this came up because it's also important for people to realize that sometimes what they think is chemistry is really having graduated into a spiritual bond in the relationship. And what sounds to be the case here is that this individual has been understanding relationship to be more of a tangibility, that when you have these feelings of intimacy, the butterflies in the stomachs, the desire to sit and hold hands, always look at each other with eye contact, and things like that, those are wonderful, and they do happen at the beginning of the relationship. But we also know that a relationship graduates from being passionate, which is that physical, to being compassionate, which is the spiritual. Well, when people have been brought up in a very materialistic understanding of life, they miss the spiritual bond that they actually are having, while he actually described it. He's missing it because he still thinks there has to be all that physical kinds of things that are tangibly evident. Well, reality is that there is an attraction. Reality is that you do love your wife, obviously, just from what you've wrote. But your definition of the love is more physical than it deserves to be. As a matter of fact, some psychologists have said that if in the first year of relationship you would put a coin in a jar for every time that you and your partner were close to each other, and starting in the second year of the relationship you would take out a coin from that same jar whenever you'd be close to each other, you still have lots of coins left after several years. So it doesn't mean that the relationship is gone or it's wasted, or that it's even been redefined. What actually happens is that at the very beginning of the relationship, there's no such thing as real love at first sight. So you do overcompensate with a lot of that physical stuff, like having to see each other, hold hands, talking on the telephone with each other. As the love matures and develops and becomes a stronger element, there's less need for that physical awareness to demonstrate a desired love. It's cognitive dissonance. So rather than looking at this as I've missed out now on the physical chemistry, what it actually is you've graduated into a spiritual connection, a spiritual bond with that same person. Here's the way to test it. Do you sometimes look at each other and that you can sense what that other person might be thinking or feeling? Do sometimes you can sit in the same room and not be sitting next to each other, but still feel connected? Do you finish each other's sentences sometimes? Do you pick up something from the store, and you don't know why, but your partner says, you know, I was going to ask you to bring that home, and I forgot to ask you for it? That's actually the spiritual bond. That's really the essence of what love truly is. It's a learned attitude.
Well, Donald says the fundamental basis of any relationship is the respect of the other's right to believe in what is important to them. So recognizing that their beliefs are just as valid as yours. Thank you for that, Donald. And thank you for all your messages today. We hope we helped you a little bit on your way, eased your day. Dr. Raymond, your contact details.
Human Relations Institute is 04-365-8578.